spinning around. It's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I can get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.
Okay, I'm recording. I just want to get some solid bacon chews in.
Yeah, good. And I'm recording too, and I turned my mic on before I even called you.
Wow, that's crazy. We're getting so good at this.
I know. Well, no, the thing with the sleep, so I like, that's the new thing is with, I wake up immediately, and a lot of people go, oh, you wake up and look at Instagram or you look at your phone. I wake up, and my new thing is, I'm like, I immediately wake up, and I'm like, how did I sleep?
Yeah.
And I just look at the Fitbit, and it's always... And then I have anxiety immediately upon waking up about how little I slept.
Yeah. No. Which, as you know, I love Preston very much, but I never want him to be right as opposed to me being right.
Right.
When I got it, when I got my Fitbit, like what? I don't know. 2 years ago? Not, it hasn't been that long. And was like, yeah, it's great because it can track my sleep. He was like, that is a terrible idea. You should not do that. And I was like, fuck you, but then I can know. And he's like, you already know you don't sleep. he's like, what, you want to know exactly, like, minute to minute?
Yeah.
He's like, this is a bad idea for you. He's like, you already have too much anxiety. This is a bad idea. Well, fuck him. He was very much right there. Very much right on that one. No, I started taking mine off. Now I'm actually just using it, like, to track exercise like a fucking loser.
Yeah. I mean, I actually, the other night, well, I laid down to take a nap the other day, and I woke up, and my Fitbit was not on. I was charging it, and then I was like, oh, God, I don't know how much I didn't sleep.
That's what I used to do that, too.
I'm like, how am I going to know how shitty my sleep was?
Well, this is why, okay, so I took it off because of the sleep thing, but I took it off because of the sleep thing, because I don't know how to turn it off. I'm sure this is I could very easily figure this out. Does yours vibrate when you get a phone call?
Yes.
Yeah. So mine vibrates when I get a phone call. And it's happened like quite a few times in a row where as soon as I'm like drifting to sleep, because all people in California are terrible at figuring out a time difference apparently.
Yeah.
They're like, wait, it's like 9:45 here. It's like, cool, it's midnight here.
Yeah.
We're 2 hours and 15 minutes ahead of you. So I'd get a phone call like right as I was drifting to sleep and my fucking wrist would vibrate and then I'd wake up and then I'd be right back at square one.
Yeah. That's because it buzzes like, and then with the text, like to lay down and like especially like to take a nap during the day, it's like I'm just going to relax, but I want it on to track my sleep. But then if I get a text or a phone call, my whole everything vibrates and I'm like,
there has to be a turnoff option.
Yeah, like a notification.
Preston did think I was a witch the other day.
Why?
which reason this time? When we were at the market and I was over talking to one of our buddies at a different booth and my wrist vibrated and Preston's like 10 feet away, 10, 15 feet away at our booth. I was like, babe, who's calling me? And he got the most, he was like, what do you mean? I was like, "Who's? Look at my phone. Who's calling me?" And then he was like, how did you know that? And I'm really mad I told him the truth. I should have just been like, I know everything.
Oh, yeah.
You can never leave me.
1,000,000%.
Good luck trying to cheat on me ever. I'll know.
You should have 1,000,000%.
I know.
Been like, he's like, how did you know? And you'd be like, don't worry about it, sweetie.
Yeah. Just walk into a bush. Throw a smoke bomb down.
Just like, don't worry about it. Just answer the question. Who's calling me? You just start cutting your own hair.
Yeah, exactly.
You pull a dead rat out of your, or a live rat out of your purse. And yeah, you start gnawing on the tail.
Just slicing my arm.
Yeah. Sweetie, just answer the question. Honey, don't be afraid.
I love you. Babe, I love you. Who's calling me?
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Oh, we pretended to be adults yesterday and went to open houses. All day.
Okay. I gotta.
I wish we weren't going to the lake when you, so we could go.
I wish there's got to be a way we can do it. When I was a kid, and I'm one of your, I feel like it's not going to be very much different than what you and Preston did yesterday. When we were kids, me and my sister, brother, we lived, it was in like this track home thing. And so they had all these like model homes set up. And this is in Ontario. And we would always, all the neighbor kids, we would just go into the track and the model homes. We'd like sneak in and play house all the time. And
with like the fake TVs, remember when they'd have like the fake plastic TVs?
Yep, we'd be like, we could go play house in there. And then we'd go play house until we got kicked out. But we couldn't like pretend we were buying the house. I remember my little sister, she'd be like, just pretend that you're buying the house. And I was like, I know I'm old to you, but I'm 14.
Yeah, exactly. No, that is essentially what we did. That's what it felt like we were doing.
Oh, God. So where'd you guys go? Did you see anything good?
Oh my, that's, I wish we could go. Cause you would stab your eyes out at what you can get in St. Louis for like $200,000.
Holy shit.
It's stupid. But it was, cause like people, it's their job and they're like sales. And Preston's like, what are we gonna do when they like start like talking to us? I'm literally acting like this isn't a thing we're going to be doing within a year, is buying a house. But it's so fucking foreign to me. Like, I'm almost 33. We're in our 30s. A lot of people have already sold their first home and are now living in a second or third home. And this is just, like, crazy to me. And Preston was like, well, just be honest. Which, and I was like, excuse me? Come again? What? No, I'm going to go in with a mink stall. Right. And I'm going to be, oh, what an adorably inexpensive home.
Like that rich New York woman that was on the like snowshoe adventure.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You go in covered in all of your costume jewelry, all of it.
All of it. Oh, all of it. What did Chanel say? When you finish getting dressed, put 10 more pieces on.
Right. So get ready and then put everything else on.
Yeah, exactly. Decide what you're going to wear for the day and then whatever you have left lying around, throw it at your body. See what sticks.
I picture all your earrings are just stuck to your sweater, like brooches, just down your pants.
Well, I have so many brooches. I don't know if I'd have room for my earrings on my already brooch-covered sweater.
Before they see you, they hear you come around the corner, and they're like, it sounds like...
Is that a wind chime?
Is that a wind chime, or is that someone in an armor bodysuit?
This is what I'll do next time. No, I'll have President actually wear an armor, like a medieval suit of armor.
He's your bodyguard. Someone has to protect the jewels.
He also has to project them.
You do have to project the jewels.
He has to learn to project the jewels.
Well, that's what you guys are doing looking at those homes. It's projection. You're manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
Manifesting? I almost said Jesus.
Oh, God.
Manifestation? I have a manifestation of rats in this apartment.
We're infesting ourselves into a home.
Right.
We're
man infestation.
We are definitely infesting ourselves into a home. We can't manifest anything.
That's how I refer to sex. Man infestation.
Oh, I'm covered in calamine lotion, and it's now covering my clothes.
Did you get more bites?
Oh, I think I got bites at one of the open houses.
I almost spit my coffee out.
Because I don't know what that... We looked at like 15 open houses, and then we went and got a beer at this cute bar in this cute neighborhood we like. And we're outside having a cigarette. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, is there mosquitoes out right now? This is crazy. Because I had all these little bumps. And now, I mean... You can't look. It's like a welt.
I can see it. Yeah.
Can you see how like protrusion off my arm, protruding it is? Look.
Yeah. Jesus.
I know. I've got like 7 of those.
You know what it looks like? You know those body modifications where people insert things into their body, like they insert horns.
Oh, and people
and things?
Do horns.
Yeah.
Yeah. But mine are random. It's more. That's how fucking alternative I am.
I just have random welts and bumps.
I don't need. I what I do is I put one right next to my elbow, so it looks like I have double elbows.
Now who's double jointed?
I have on each elbow. I have one on each elbow. Oh my God.
People just like, so what's the meaning of that body modification? There doesn't always have to be a meaning. Sometimes I just want two elbows.
What? God, everyone thinks everything you do to your body has to have some deep meaning.
Jesus. I like Bigfoot and I like double elbows. Give me a break.
That really is, I think, me in a nutshell. I think if I had a Tinder profile, that would be it. Oh, we were going through Preston's friends. One, I don't remember what it was called. It was a new one I hadn't heard of. His, like, thing, online dating thing.
Oh, yeah.
We're hanging out. Oh, that happy hour place that we're going to. We're fucking going there. That place was so good. And you need to get a cocktail because they're fancy as fuck. They come out in a French press.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was awesome. I got like some fancy that had like hibiscus and shit. It was so good.
And hibiscus is good for you because it's a diuretic.
See? So it's okay to have a drink.
It's healthy.
And all of their appetizers.
Dude, that food looks so good.
Oh, no. They had like, there was like a spicy feta dip that was awesome. And then the fucking deep fried buffalo chicken goon was amazing.
That's what I'm telling you is because of how cheap it is, we should just go. This is what I love is that we got this Airbnb. Hold on. There are people listening. Hi, thanks for listening.
Hi, guys.
We're actually just talking. So Megan sent me pictures of a place that they went to eat this weekend. Okay, now back to us. But it's funny because we got this Airbnb for when I go out there and has a pool, but it is funny to be like, we got the sweet Airbnb with a pool. We're going to lay out and it's going to be us in air conditioning.
Oh, for just eating.
Eating leftover food, watching murder shows.
Yeah. And the thing, we have to go to so many places to eat.
I know.
I'm trying to find like a fancy cheese place. I don't think there is one. I think that's the only thing St. Louis doesn't have. Otherwise, it's right up there with Manhattan.
Yeah. Well, and that'll be good because if we're eating so much, we're going to need more of those hibiscus drinks to flush the fat.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's hibiscus and vodka. So the vodka's good because it kills all the bacteria in your body.
Correct.
From eating the raw cheeses we're going to find. No, yep. I don't think that there's a fucking, like, there's a cheese shop, but I don't think there's, like, a cheese place. Mm. Like, we could go get, like, a charcuterie board, but minus all the charcuterie. And just cheese. Just a board of cheese. A cheese board, if you will?
Yeah.
I came up with that term. I made that up just now.
That's a great portmanteau. Cheese board. That's ours. No one can take it.
No one can take it. No restaurant that already is that already has that, you now owe us money.
Oh, that's a real shame. Oh, you mean so instead of going out publicly and spending a shit ton of money on a cheese board, we have to just go to a cheese shop, buy what we want, and go back to the Airbnb and just sit in air conditioning.
And watch Shark Tank, yes.
Yep, and just eat cheese by ourselves.
We're not going to do anything fun. Oh, yeah, Preston's parents, they were like, what's Wendy into? And I was like, not hanging out with you. That's for sure one thing.
Yeah, you're like, oh, God. I guess the same things that I like and then also having sex for money. And yeah. Then other than that,
she's really into prostitution.
Yeah. But then
I'm sorry, that was hard. Being a sugar baby. Oh, what's that? Oh, it's prostitution.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other thing is, I guess if you guys could not mention cocaine, those would be like my two tips.
Oh, I have a cocaine story. We were hanging out with Preston's friends. I won't name any names. I also definitely don't think any of his friends listen. For sure. They're like, oh, no, thank you. Oh, no, thank you. We went to the pool. That was very melodic.
Yeah, it was. Wasn't that nice?
And it went really good with the beginning of my I have a cocaine story.
Yeah. We're doing sound effects.
Yeah, we added that in.
That's the thing with New York. It's a city, but it's also kind of like a character on its own, you know?
God, I hate you so much. Like, that's the thing. Like, the main character is the city.
That's what.
Oh, my God. What an art tour.
I know that's, I mean, it really is like, I mean, yeah, there are other actors, but I really, most of the time, I mean, you could say a lot of the scenes I'm alone, but am I alone because I'm in the city, you know, New York.
That movie has to exist, right? Where somebody just filmed like New York City.
Well,
and we're just like, this is art at its finest.
I'm sure it exists.
New York, starring New York.
I'm sure. Well, and I mean, but it, first of all, even like every Woody Allen movie with, but like all those movies that are based in New York, if listen to any interview, any extra on any of those movies, that 100% of the time, some asshole says exactly what we just said.
I know.
It's bananas. And a horn honk just happened when I said bananas. Because it's
the
city.
They were responding. It's call and response.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. See, we're interacting. It was yes anding us. Okay, so what's this cocaine story? Well, me.
I just finished my grapefruit juice.
Oh, nice.
Give me a second. We went to the pool, and we were, like, just drinking beers. It was a really nice day, and so we're, like, in the pool, drinking some Busch Lights. Real fancy. Oh, here's the other thing. I get everybody likes fucking White Claws and Trulies and all that shit. Like, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
I get it. Me and Preston, because we just brought, we had a 30 pack in the basement. We brought 6 beers because we're like, we've been up since 5. We're just going to have a few beers, hang out in the pool and come home. We were the only people at this pool that did not have that shit. Like it hit, we were sitting there, we were in the pool drinking our beers and I looked around and I was like, oh my God. We're the only people not drinking that shit. And I've had one. Guys, it's a wine cooler.
Yeah.
It's just a wine cooler. If you want, this was, his friend was like offended. Not that day. He gave me a Truly. And I was like, ugh. There's another one that isn't bad. That tastes okay. But those Truly, it's so artificial tasting. And he was like, oh, you like bubbly water. And I was like, no, I would rather have a vodka soda than this.
Yeah, I haven't tasted any of those, but I can imagine that it's not dissimilar to a Bartles and James fucking.
It's a fucking wine cooler with that less sugar. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's my grandmother used to drink. I remember that my grandmother, like on Thanksgiving, they would just like drink wine coolers and they thought it was funny. They'd be like, they would think it was funny to like, let me taste it when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's so funny. Cut to me just shaking in my apartment, trying to lick cocaine off the floor. Just like, oh, remember that funny? The joke, remember when I had the laughing juice? And they put Kahlua in their coffee and be like, and Bailey's and be like, do you want some of Grandma's hot chocolate?
Oh, that is some white trash shit.
Oh, that's deep white trash.
Eating tuna stuffed jalapenos, just drinking Kahlua coffee.
Yep.
That's a good taste sensation, those two together.
Yeah, all before I turned. Well, you know, my parents got a divorce when I was 8, and so they were like, she's stressed out. Let's
give her some caffeine and some alcohol.
Yeah.
This definitely won't have a negative effect later in life.
This is going to help her chill out. And then tuna is a protein to balance the sugar in the alcohol.
See, guys, this is where it comes from.
Right. But yeah, that stuff is the White Claw ads. When I see the commercials and the marketing campaign, I'm like, this can't be. No one's gonna actually drink this because it's a wine cooler
everywhere,
and it's a Zima
everywhere. It's literally, that's better. It's Zima. It's fucking Zima. It's like when like bubbly water first got popular and everybody was drinking. And I was like, did you not know Perrier's existed forever? Like everyone was acting like this just was invented. Sparkling water, like, oh my God, how'd they come up with it?
You're like, it's been happening for years.
Like, it's bubbly malt liquor. That's what they are, guys. Just drink a fucking vodka soda. Like a goddamn, I feel like this is like when I was in high school and people were like taking Adderall and I was like, cute, come on, be an adult. If you're going to do drugs, fucking smoke some meth. What are you doing? Wasting your time with Adderall? Just get the real thing.
Yeah.
White Claw vodka soda. Stop dicking around, pussies.
Well, there were. I told you when I was laying out at the park, and we ended up like commandeering the hose at the dog park, and hosing ourselves off because it was so hot laying out in the park. It was like me and then like seven other random chicks laying out, and we heard water going.
Did you know them?
No. We just, because it's in the park right here by my apartment, and so you just go lay out there because it's closer than Central Park. So you just go lay out, and it was so fucking hot. This was a couple weeks ago. Did I tell you this?
No.
So we're all laying out, and it just is like, you know, chicks just whatever, just minding their own business, and it was so fucking hot. And then I heard like the sound of running water, and I perked up. And I looked, and there's a little dog park right there, and there was one single guy. It was like 100 degrees, so no one was really out. There was one guy in there with his dog, and there's a hose, and he was hosing off the cement for his dog and filling up the water bowls. And I'm like, and I sat up, and another girl looked at me, and I said, I'll give that guy $20 to hose me off right now. And she's like, I'll do it. And so we walked over, and we're like, do you mind if we use the hose? And the guy's like, I don't give a shit. So all these chicks got up. Now this, and they, I was the only person not drinking White Claw. I swear to Christ.
Yes.
Now this is a White Claw commercial if I've ever heard of one. It was a bunch of white chicks on the Upper East Side. And we went in, and me and this chick, before we hosed each other off in our bikinis, I was like, what's your name? I feel like I should know your name before we do some weird.
Someone's filming this. Someone's in the park filming this right now.
And so, so we did, it was very fun and sexy. And these other girls stood outside the gate and we hosed each other off. And then three of the chicks came over. I swear to God, I can't believe these. They brought their White Claws with them. So they're holding White Claws. I'm spraying these chicks off in their bikinis with a hose. And they're like, I feel dirty. Mostly because of the White Claw.
Well, and everybody's drinking them. Like, act surprised. They're like, yeah, it's crazy. I have like three of them and I'm like pretty drunk. I'm like, yeah, because it's malt liquor.
Yeah, you're like, it's not.
It's not like a Bud Light.
It's right.
Like if you drink a Mickey's.
Yeah, it's not.
You feel fucked up quicker.
And it's the shape of the can. These people are real marketing geniuses.
It's genius.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking genius. It's so dumb. But it's genius.
Yep, and they put it, the shape of the can, I noticed, is the shape. And even, like, I noticed Diet Coke is doing this. The shape
Tall
of the
slender.
Can. Yep, is the same as you are what you drink. And
if I just drink enough of these White Claws and Diet Cokes mixed together, I'm going to be a supermodel.
I'll be a tall, skinny polar bear. I can't wait. Well, that's like and it's the same shape as like a Red Bull. So it's all, and Celsius, it's all those long, thin cans. And so people associate that shape, I think, with energy drinks and like, you know, other things that help you justify an eating disorder.
It's thin. It's that it's thin.
Yep. Like they have Oreo Thins, which is my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, because it's like I could eat a whole package. No one's still being like, oh, I'll just have two.
Yeah.
They're like, they're little, so I can have six.
I took a picture, because I understand where they have like the skinny brownie or skinny cow ice cream, and they put the word thin or skinny in there. There's a cookie. I got to send you this picture. And
it's
called
Skinny Cunt.
Yeah. They're chocolate chip cookies. The name of the cookie is called Thinsters. And then the description is thin cookies. So it has thin in the word on the bag twice.
We gotta start doing that. Me and Preston should start doing that. Because you can call something anything as long as you don't like claim. So we'll just call our shortbread cookies like super skinny, hot lady pre and post gym snacks.
Right. Well, you should have one. It's called like, one's like super slim, and then the other one is giant tits. So if you have
no cellulite,
right.
The cookie. And then if we ever get in trouble, we'll be like, it is a cellulite free cookie. So
right. There's not.
I wasn't saying that it will get rid of your cellulite. I'm saying we don't put any cellulite into the cookies. Right. They're cellulite free.
Now, there might be, and I don't want to, I don't know what happened, what naturally occurs in fruit during the baking process, but there's no added cellulite. So if there's any cellulite in the cookie, it's naturally occurring cellulite, and everybody has it.
Everybody has it. It's totally normal.
Right. It's totally natural. but we didn't add any cellulite to this cookie, is what I'm saying. How many boxes?
This is a great idea. Okay, we're going to make so much money this week. Okay.
So cocaine you're at the party. Pool. Yeah.
Hold on.
Guys, so everyone, what do you love most about the podcast? Is it our tangential stories? I bet.
Well, I love, and White Claw, if White Claw is, the first time I saw that ad, I was like, if there aren't bitches doing White Claw and snorting Adderall, and yeah, I said doing White Claw, not drinking it, because I feel like White Claw is a gateway.
You are doing it.
Yeah, you're doing
you're
White Claw.
You're fucking doing it if you're drinking White Claw. They're just not that, it's just not that great.
No, it's too sweet.
The ones I had one that was good, but I can't remember the name. It was a different brand. It wasn't Truly or White Claw. It was the third one.
It's like, here's what I don't get. And again, maybe this is, I'm just a different type of drinker. But what is this, people trying to enjoy the taste of a beverage? Get fucked
up. Thank you. That's just what booze is.
It's to drink and fucking check out of the situation.
Forget about how terrible your life is exactly. And all that added cellulite you put in your body.
Right. It's how do we get from point A to point blackout in the shortest amount of time? How do I get there?
Well, okay. So speaking of a point black, so one of Preston's friends was like, which I do like this. He calls it nose beers. And I really, really like that. It makes me want to do cocaine again.
That's very funny.
I really like it. And this, it was like 5. And I mean, whatever. They were going to all go out drinking all night for sure. Like they were definitely going to go to a bar. And they ask if I want any. I was like, oh, no, thanks. And then Preston's like, no. Everybody else is like, yeah. So we go upstairs. And I just haven't been around in a long time and it was fine. I had to leave the room because I was just like, it was just making me. They were like fucking beefy lines and it was just, I couldn't. I was like, I need to go. I'm going to step outside. Yeah. And then one guy was like, because he was like, good. I was like, I'm just too old to do cocaine.
And it's 5 o'clock in the evening.
And he said something and I was like, well, I mean, I started doing coke when I was 14. Like, I feel like I offended them. Like, I asked Preston, I was like, was I being a cunt by leaving the room? And he was like, no. What the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, I don't know. I just got like a vibe that they were like annoyed or like pissed that I was like, I don't want to watch this.
Well,
but
first
it was,
of all,
I just like, well, and then Preston's one friend who I love very much. Like this was when I was like, I need to walk away right now. He did a line and then within 20 seconds got a tortilla chip, dipped it in queso and ate it.
Gross.
And I was like, I looked at him, I was like, what the fuck did you just do? And I was like, I gotta leave. Like, it was like making me like feel icky.
Yeah.
Which like, whatever, do drugs. I told them that. I was like, I wish I could do drugs still. I've put too many drugs into my body. Yeah. I literally can't do it. It is not fun for me.
Well, and again, at what time of the day, you said this was 5 o'clock?
Yeah, roughly, maybe 6.
Yeah, so it's like, I'm too old to do drugs, comma, when the sun is up.
I've tried doing drugs many times. Yeah, not many times, but a handful of times in the past like 5 years.
Well, but we
like once or twice it's been fun.
Yeah, and it's like, and then once you're done with it, you're kind of done, and it's like not. But it is funny that like, yeah, it's such a weird.
And I'm not poo pooing your drug use. If you want to do drugs and have fun, that's awesome. I just don't want to. But it's weird with coke. This is what's weird. Because I think, because everyone looks at coke as like fun time, party time drug. If I was in a room and people just started smoking meth or shooting up heroin and I was like, I need to excuse myself, people would be like, oh my gosh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Because it's cocaine, it's like, oh, what? I don't know. That's just how I felt. But I'm also an insane person that constantly assumes everyone hates me. So
there's
that.
But also you're in a room full of cokeheads, and so cokeheads are not the most like rational people. So it's a little bit maybe you being like, was that a weird interaction? And also you're in a room full of people doing blow. And so they're not
eating chips and queso.
Right, which is grosser. You know what I mean? Again,
I mean the combo of the two.
It's a hot summer day.
I'm having the same physical reaction as I did on Saturday, where I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, it's a gross. Well, with cocaine, it is a weird thing because it's like making this, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, don't call it a comeback, but it's making a huge comeback. It's always been here.
Welcome back to Bitch Piglet in the Morning. That was a very fucking morning show line you just pulled.
I know. Listen, don't call it a comeback. Cocaine's been in my pocket for years. But like, see, that's what happens when you stop doing cocaine is you start making morning radio references instead of stopping recording and being like, hold on, we got to take a break. I'll be right back.
I got to go do some cocaine.
Oh, I got a commercial break. But yeah, it's a weird, because it's this weird thing where it's like so acceptable. And I told you, I've had people come up to me. Well, I told you about this. I don't know if it's on the podcast, but this guy that came up to me in the green room at a comedy club and just was like, hey, do you have a bump for me? And it's like, no, I don't. I haven't. And I didn't make a public announcement, but I had to be like, oh, no, I like don't do drugs anymore. And he was like, okay. And he was like, yeah, right. But anyway, do you really have? And I had to be like, I yelled, I don't do cocaine. I had to yell it out loud. And I was like, stop asking me. But it's so normal.
People, no, I think people get coke and coke's just like weed. Everybody fucking does it.
Yeah. It's.
I think people stop doing cocaine a lot sooner than they stop smoking weed.
Yeah, because you.
But everybody does. I mean, that's like, it's not a weird thing if you're at a party and somebody just like has a fucking plate of coke. That's not weird.
Yeah.
It would be weird if somebody just started cooking up a shot of heroin. That would be, even though that seems to be quite common now. But, like, that would be, you wouldn't see that at just, like, a regular college party. Like, someone would go into a back bedroom to do that.
Right. But, yeah, cocaine now. And I'm kind of, look, and I'm not going to start doing it again, but I got to tell you, because a couple years ago, I remember I was at my buddy, and my buddy always reminds me of this. He's a comic out here. He's married, and he had, like, a little Christmas party. This was 2 years ago. This was right when I started doing coke. And so he has a Christmas party. So I'd been doing it for maybe like a couple, like where I was doing it, like where I had good coke, a couple weeks. So I go to this party, and there are maybe like 7 or 8 people, not a ton of people. And this is before.
So like a Christmas gathering.
Yeah, Christmas gathering.
Like really not a party, like a small, intimate Christmas gathering.
Yep, a small, intimate Christmas gathering. So I had just gotten the Ubers. I just met the main sugar daddy that I had. So I had now Ubers I could take everywhere. I'm still cat sitting. And I got really good coke. And I go, and he's all the way in Brooklyn. And so I go to this party, and I'm like, this is great. His wife makes this beautiful dinner, and we're all hanging out. And then somebody goes, and so we're drinking. And one of the comic stars, he's like, hey, I'm going to smoke weed. Do you guys want weed? And they're like, sure. Now, I don't like weed. And so I was like, oh, we're bringing out drugs? And he brings out, and I pulled out a bag of coke, and at the dinner table, they're passing weed around at the dinner table. I pulled out coke, and I go, does anyone, I'm like, I have this. Does anyone want any of this? Because I thought like, oh, we're doing drugs at the table.
Oh my God. That's like a weird foreign exchange student situation where you like don't read the room, like you don't understand local customs.
I know.
Oh, that's so funny.
And that was the first time I'd met my friend's wife, and he's like, you're going to love Wendy. She's great. She's like this wild, crazy.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, she is wild and crazy.
Yeah, and I was just showed up like, I took an Uber here. I'm fucking some rich guy.
Who wants cocaine?
I remember it got
just
very
a mouthful
quiet.
Of mashed potatoes.
I can't believe I never told you this. And I remember it got very quiet, and they're like, oh no, we're good. And then I realized I was like, and I go, oh, is this weird? Is this weird? I didn't mean to make this weird. And then they go, no, it's not. It's fine. I go, I just thought, I mean, if we're all doing drugs. And then someone's like, well, weed really isn't a drug. And I was like, okay, first of all, fuck you. Cause it is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And then it got very quiet, but I already hit the cocaine out, and I go, well, I'm going to, I guess, just do this in the bathroom. So I got up, like, picture the scene. It's like this quiet, like, intimate dinner.
Did you go to the bathroom?
Yes.
I would have paid $1 million to know what was said the second you got up and went to the bathroom. The faces that were made, the very hushed comments. Oh, man.
So I get up, and I remember now that I'm picturing it, I'm like, this would be a funny scene in a movie. But I remember I got up, and it's like, silent, this quiet, like, screech of the chair, like, being pushed out. And I slowly kind of got up. And I got up. And I walked to the bathroom, and I was like, well, so I'm like, I guess we'll do it in here. So I walked in the bathroom, and I swear to God, like, 30 seconds later, there's a knock on the door.
Yep.
And it's one of my buddies, this other guy who's at the table, who I'd met a couple times. Like, I didn't know anyone there very well. Like, I knew people kind of peripherally in the comedy scene.
Oh, yeah, even more normal than to just be like, oh, God, I got to make a good impression of these people. What can I... Oh, thank God, someone's offering weed. I know what'll make them like me.
Right. I have drugs, too. I'm also a
mid-dinner cocaine break, guys.
We got to make room for dessert. And so I hear a knock on the door, and this guy's... And I was like, hey, and he goes... Can I get in on that? And I'm like, oh, yeah, please. Yeah, be my guest. So then me and this one dude went in. We do a couple lines. And then we come back out. And it was the most fucking. And we sat there and we're like, so now they're all stoned. And he and I are like, let's talk about fucking. Let's be writing partners.
Let's talk about politics.
Let's write a script. But it was. Anyway, what I'm saying is, if that happened now, I feel like it would be more acceptable. And I'm sad that I'm not doing lots of cocaine now. It's a very sad thing that I'm not, what are you going to do?
No, that's not true. Cocaine's, it was the same then. It's the same everywhere. It's just you had a table full of me and Preston's.
Yeah, but
minus that one guy. That's all it was, is you had a table full of people like, oh, no thanks, we don't really do drugs. Like, totally cool. That's all. See, but this is where I'm like, that's what I think those guys were like, ugh, nerd alert.
Well, and that you have to justify. It's like we're talking about.
Then I have to apologize for leaving the room.
Right. It's like when I talk about when I see kids smoking weed and they hide because they think I'm a cop, I have to be like, no, I'm cool. I'll call my drug dealer right now.
Yeah, exactly. That's like, I'm like, no, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette outside. That's cool, right? I'm also killing myself.
Yeah, or they're like, are you like, I have to leave? And you're like, no, you can please. I was doing cocaine when I was 14. Like, you have to justify. Like,
yeah, exactly. Because I'm like, oh, no, I did meth for 7 years. And then one guy goes, well, that's different. And I was like, yeah, I know.
Oh, you're like, yeah, it's worse for you. Ergo, cooler.
Yeah, super cool. Oh, this is because I got a bunch of messages about this. Fucking farmer's market lady.
Yes. What happened?
Didn't show.
Yes, I want her to wait till I'm there.
I know. It might happen. Well, and because we're going to keep her tokens the whole season. We're not going to fucking turn them in for the $10 we should get until the last market. Because there's no chance I'm going to give those tokens up and then have to give her $10.
Let me tell you this. This is a good idea. This is a good customer service. What we can do is, and I say we, because I'm part of this now, what we will do as the customer service department of Mr.'s Bake Shop, because you want to be good and follow up with a customer complaint, to like for the week that I'm there, for next week, give her a call ahead of time and be like, hey, we'd have missed you, and so if we can like bait her to come when I'm there.
There you go. And you could be like, I'm head of customer service.
Hi, I flew in from New York. I'm head of, I heard we had a complaint. I'll dress how you did for the open house. I'll just be covered in brooches.
She'll be like, oh, she must be an executive.
I'll be in a suit covered in brooches with a clipboard.
This is a great idea.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so sad. Well, yeah, I figured I would have got a phone call or text if she showed up. I was been thinking about that pretty much every day.
Yeah, I was like the whole market. I was like, goo.
God damn it.
She didn't show. I know.
Yeah. We'll do a follow-up
call. I'm
not
really surprised she didn't show. I had a feeling. I had a feeling this insane woman was not going
to
show up.
Yeah, sometimes people just like to call and yell.
She didn't yell. Oh, my God. I didn't tell you this because this happened that Monday night after we recorded.
What?
She called me to chat. Hold on.
She called you again?
Listen, on Monday. After, so we recorded Monday. This had happened that 2 days before we recorded, that Saturday,
yeah.
We recorded, I told that story. Preston and I went and ran all our errands, got all our shit done for the week. I go to the gym for like 2.5 hours to try and die. I don't know. Maybe if I keep running, all my problems will go away. And then I didn't want to come back. So I went to a bar to get a drink. I went to one of the gay bars down the street to like call, like I called Jeff. I was just making some phone calls and like having a cigarette and a drink. And I get a call from a 314 number, which same thing where I answered it because I was like, oh, might be like a job. And it was that woman, and she just starts rambling, talking about her government phone, talking about her son. If you see him, can you call me? No, she's like insane. She's not well. She is not a well person.
No.
But like I was in a, because she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to call. I'm just going through my phone trying to get rid of numbers. And I'm like, okay, yeah, no worries. And then she's like, hope I didn't like interrupt you. And I was like, no, it's fine. I'm, you know, don't worry about it. Thanks so much. Thinking the call's over. And then just keeps going and keeps going. I was like, okay, yeah, okay. Have a good night. And she just keeps talking.
Holy shit.
I was literally, it was one of those, I'm in the fucking back of this gay bar down the street, which we'll go to because it's, they have a great patio. Great awesome. Patio. We can get just a couple of White Claws. Just sit.
They'll probably let us do coke back there. We're like, we prefer to do, you know, we have cocaine. Can we do it outside? We prefer to do cocaine in the hot sunshine.
It is, that's because I always get my vodka sodas tall now, which will be more soda water. You know, like in a pint glass.
Hi, can I get a, so I want a vodka soda, but I'm like on a diet. So can I have it in like a tall, slim glass?
Tall, slim glass. So I become what I'm drinking.
Yeah.
But I got their vodka sodas. I get them tall. The guy does not do a regular pour. I watched him pour it. It was like 2/3 vodka in a pint glass. And then soda water, $4.50.
Holy shit.
I mean, I'm just, if you want to get fucked up, like I literally could, I almost went back in to be like, could you just top this off with soda water, please?
Yeah.
But I was like, I think I'm a pussy. But yeah, I was sitting in the, and there's like a group of men hanging out, laughing, having a great time, drinking their beers. And then just me, that's everyone. And I'm on the phone with this unwell woman. And I did that, like, I put my phone kind of down, and I'm, like, looking around as if there's someone there that I could make eye contact with, and they'll be like, crazy, right? And I'm like, I know. Because I'm like, oh, wait, no one knows what's happening.
No. To them, you are the crazy woman at the bar.
Oh, 100%.
Just in the back drinking a gallon of vodka on the phone.
Could you just give it to me in a trough?
Yeah, if you know what might be easier? Let me just come behind the bar. And I have to... I'm on a call. So if I could duck underneath the bar, I'll just lay.
I'm on a work call.
I'm on a work call. This woman's son is missing. And I'm pretty sure she doesn't have a son. What do you do? Are you a police officer? No, I run a bake shop. I sell ham pies.
Oh, that was two houses we went to yesterday. The realtors had bought pies for us this week. Not for us. They didn't buy them and give them to us. We gave them to them for money in exchange, a transaction.
Oh, I thought you, like, you really did. You wore a mink stole and you're like, they think we're royalty. They were like, we got to do something for these people to entice them to buy the house. I know, we'll give them a pie.
We came home with 15 pies. Isn't that crazy? Two vastly different areas in the city. I mean, not vastly because everything's 10 minutes away.
Wait, so they had bought pies from you guys previously?
That week at markets.
So those people, you immediately turned around and left. You were like, we're here to buy a house. We're very rich. We're here looking to buy a house. And they're like, don't you guys sell ham pies at the market?
At a farmer's market?
Yeah, you're like, oh, we got to go.
I was like, oh, cool. They're going to be like, these people work at a farmer's market. They can't buy a house.
They're like, we bought pies from you. There's no way with those profit margins you guys are even.
Yeah, we did the math. There's no chance. You cannot afford a home.
Oh. But were there any places that you, so what did you say when you have these conversations? Did they start talking to you guys about like, oh, are you looking to buy a house? And did you say like, well, we're maybe in like a year or what did you?
Yes.
Oh, good. You were honest. How did that go?
Yeah. Good. I mean, Preston, just like the first house, there's like, they're like, what do you think of the house? And he's like, it's great. And he's like, honestly, this is, we're just starting looking. And they're like, oh, okay, what's your timeline? And he's like, I don't know, a year. Like, he was just being very matter of fact. And I was like, yeah, this is our first day, like, going around looking at open houses. I mean, they're all nice.
Right.
Because at least we're, I think with that, we're saying, like, we are going to buy a house.
Right.
Where I think a lot of people just go to open houses and are absolutely, they don't have a shot of ever making money off of them.
No.
My mom used to do that all the time. My mom would go to open houses every weekend with her friends. They just go to open houses.
It's fun to do.
Just to, like, see what's out. Like, it's this.
Well, it's
I
like,
don't know.
What's the it's same thing. That's why, like, HGTV and all those shows, like, I mean, boy, do I love me a good House Hunters. And so, like, but it's like that. People are so obsessed with those shows and the renovation. They're just into looking. It's the same with, like, Kardashians, all that stuff. People just want to see how other people live. It's all the, yeah, like, escapism. And so when you go to an actual open house, it's kind of cool because you're like, oh, this is like HGTV IRL. Like, I'm actually looking at a cabinet and a countertop that I fucking
hate. I'm touching
hate.
The cabinet.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody, your kitchen renovations suck. Yeah. Let me just get that out there. We didn't see one house with, like, a redone kitchen that didn't look like trash.
I don't understand what people are doing with their kitchen. Like, do people not cook?
This is what we saw one house that had a they had a redone. It was the only house where we were like, oh, this is a cool, updated kitchen. We're talking to the realtor. Well, that guy owns two restaurants. He's a chef. So that's why that was the only kitchen that was good. Because it was a fucking dude that actually uses kitchens.
Yeah, I don't. A lot of the stuff with, like, that's the thing is a lot of kitchens, like, well, obviously, like, looking at New York apartments, I still am like, I mean, I can't really be picky. I look online, and I do, I like, do my own manifestation of just, like, looking at things. I'm like, that I'll never be able to afford, but it's fun to pretend. But I'm like, I want an island. I need a stretching area. You need all this kind of, you know. That's
in my kitchen.
That's my big thing is, like, a stretching area.
In my kitchen. Yeah, I want you to someday have money so you can go to a realtor and they go, well, what are you looking for? Well, a big kitchen's really important to me. I want a kitchen island. I love to cook. So, like, definitely, like, a big farmhouse sink, really nice stove, oven, stretching area.
Yep.
It's really important. I need, like, a good, solid 5x5 stretching area.
Yeah.
If we could put one of those, like, ballet bars, actually, on one side of the kitchen island, that'd be really great for me.
How
many houses have that? I want to see all the houses that have that.
Now, can I tell you? People listening are probably laughing, but before you said ballet bar, I was going to make that joke, and I'm like, actually, that's not a fucking terrible idea.
I know.
In a heartbeat. I would love, because I do, I like to put my leg up on the counter and you get the good, like, hip stretch, and I like to stretch. It helps you take a good shit in the morning, and it's a nice way to wake your body up, and then you can do your little push-ups on the ballet bar and you're not fucking with the countertops. And, you know, people, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. I could do that on one of those little movable islands.
Oh, no, please don't. You will break your face because it has wheels and you'll wheel it away from you. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Good thinking.
Do it one time and you have no teeth.
I'm looking for a ballet bar and the thing, because what I want to do in my kitchen, I like to cook. I also like stretching. And then it's fun, you know, and then I need a straight mirror countertop on one section. You know, cocaine's making a big comeback. So I like to have parties. I don't want to be weird. Just because I don't do it doesn't mean my friends can't do it.
Yeah, exactly. I really want my kitchen. People say the kitchen is the heart of the home.
Mm-hmm.
So I want people to be able to feel welcome, come in. While we're having dinner, just pull out a bag of cocaine.
Right.
Help yourself to the 3-foot wide mirror at the end of my kitchen counter.
Correct. And what would be nice, too, is if I could get, in the counter, if you could do built-in dip bowls, because what I find pairs nicely with cocaine is a nice hot queso dip. So if
could we do like heated serving bowls right next, so we can have like a hot queso, oh, maybe like a buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah.
Those are always a spinach artichoke. Mm-hmm. Just line them up. So you do the line of cocaine and you stop at each bowl.
Yeah.
So you do a little bit of the line of cocaine, have a little queso, little bit more, chase it with some buff dip.
It's great. And it really, it's a nice, it's like a soup plantation.
Oh, I want to go to soup plantation.
Yeah, it's like, it's you know, it's because that's the problem with buffets is that you go and it's delicious, but you know,
there's no cocaine.
Right, because you're putting on too much weight. So here's what we're going to do. So this is
all that added cellulite.
Yeah, it's too much. So this is the Finster's buffet. That's what we're going to call it. So you take a dip, you do a line. You take a it's the dip line, and that's what we'll call it, and it's a cute kind of a pun. It's great. I love it.
What's the pun?
Oh, I don't know if it's a pun, but the dip line. I don't know.
We're just combining.
I don't know if it's a pun, but I just put two words.
You just said two words together.
Yeah. Dip line. I don't know.
We have such good ideas. We need to just go on Shark Tank. And we'll go in with, we'll just rattle off the ideas. And they'll be like, no. And it'll be like, cool, we got another one for you.
We're talking to someone. We're like, I'm like, oh my God, it was so fun. I went to St. Louis. We hung out. We got to Airbnb. We went dip lining every day. People are like, you mean
zip lining?
Wait, you mean zip lining? No, dip lining.
There is a zip lining place.
Is there really?
Yeah. That'd be kind of fun.
In St. Louis?
Yeah. And by fun, I mean I'll have a panic attack and you'll have to do it by yourself because I have a fear of heights.
Oh, I would now see. Now, here is where we're on the same page, because roller coasters, fucking sign me up. I'm into it. Hook me, strap me into some shit and I might fall out. I don't have a problem with that. Zip lining, never done it. No desire to do it. Because with a roller coaster, there's so many things that I'm like, I could see how this could go wrong and I could fall out. But the likelihood is I'm like, but this probably does work because it's so complex. I don't understand all the workings of a roller coaster and the latch system. So I feel like it's going to be okay.
But you understand all the workings of a zip line?
Yeah, because guess what it is? I'm hooked to a piece of string and gravity.
True. You're hooked to gravity?
We're all hooked to gravity. How do you think I'm sitting in this chair? So I understand that's a very simple lever pulley system, and it's me clipped onto something, onto a string, and then also I've got gravity yanking on the other part of my body.
Did you say gravity?
I don't think so, but if it sounded like
it. Can someone get back to us? Because I heard gravity, which I very much am into.
I'm into, and that actually, like, that describes gravity.
Yeah, better. It's grabbing at you.
Yeah,
it's gravity.
Well, that's our new company. Okay, this is the new excursion in St. Louis. So it's gravity's dip lining. And that's what we can make shirts.
No, we don't. I don't think we make shirts. I think we like tiny Coke spoons, like a mortar and pestle, but like a tiny Coke spoon, and then like a dip bowl.
That's amazing. And actually, it's perfect. So the mortar and pestle. So on the one side of the little thing is like the thing that you can use to grind up and make the dip and like mix it. And the other side is for the Coke. Is the little Coke dipper. So it's perfect.
This is.
You can use it to make dip, clean it out, and then use it to also, it's perfect. And then that's gravity's dip lining. And it also, in a pinch, works as an ashtray.
Oh my God.
And I gotta say, I'm right now recording. Emma ordered a Pussy Fart Gang cup of pens, so I'm using her cup of pens to test. It's already been done, baked once. I gotta bake it again today.
We want you guys to know, we personally test each cup of pens to make sure it's up to Pussy Fart Gang standards, which are very low.
Right. And you know what the other thing is? So we can make you cup of pens. We've got these... Excuse me, I'm going to burp into the mic. Mugs ordered. with there's no reason I can't design one of these to say gravity's dip lining.
Yeah, and we take requests.
Yeah. Hey, we're drawn with Sharpies. We got a blank mug. My dad, speaking of taking
ordered
requests,
one.
So my dad's like, hey, how's it going? And I told him, I go, it's great. We were like, hey. So we had this idea for merch. I go, and it's really cool because people are buying, ordering the merch. And so it's a good feeling to be. And if this isn't in line with the whole theme of how we started the podcast, where you have an idea and you're like, this is very dumb. We should not do this, but let's try it anyway. It doesn't mean that the idea is still not dumb, but sometimes it'll work. And so I was like proud. And I'm like, so we came up with this merch, this idea, and people are ordering it. It's a good feeling. So it's like, so thank you guys for ordering it. It's a nice feeling to be like, oh, people give a shit and cool. So I was excited and he goes, cool. And I go, yeah. So I sent him pictures, not of the whole thing. But I'm like, yeah, so we draw. So this is the logo. It's the cat's face. And then we put write their name on it. Love, Megan and Wendy. He goes, cool. And I go, yeah. And then on the other side, we write, the name of the podcast. Anyway, how are you? Because I can't, tell him the name. And he's like, Princess, that's so great. So he texts me. He goes, you know what? His wife, my stepmom, Donna, he's like, hey, you know what? Me and Donna want to order some mugs from you. We want our own cup of pens. And then I'm like, okay, great. I'll write. I can't put the name of the podcast.
No, you definitely can't. We'll think of something.
I'll give him.
I love you, Dad.
Yeah. So I'm like, he goes, and then I'm like, what do you want? He's very sweet. He's just being supportive, but he's like, he goes, and draw whatever you want on there. And I'm like, okay, do you want like, and I had to be clear. I'm like, you know, I'm like not good at drawing and it takes me a long time to do this. Like, yeah. Do you understand? This is not like.
This is not fun for me.
So maybe I'll do like a frog, like a senior frogs thing and then gravity dip lining. But that's a drug reference.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to get that drug. First, I don't think no one doing drugs is going to get that drug reference.
No.
Like, it's not like a real drug.
So I got it. Maybe I'll do PFG and then a picture of a big fish and he'll think that maybe we do like the pro.
Oh yeah. Like that hat I saw.
Yeah. Professional fish gaming or whatever the fuck.
Oh great. Then he's going to start listening.
I can't do anything with it. I shouldn't even put our names on it because he can look us up.
You know what you should do? Just a blank mug.
just don't do anything. Just send him a blank mug.
Yeah. And he's like, draw whatever you want on it. And I love them. He's supportive. And so now I'm like, now I got to think of something that in no way can identify the podcast to him.
Yeah. So not our names.
Right.
Not the name of the podcast. I'm sticking to just send him a blank mug.
I think that's what I'm going to do.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
And then I'm going to charge him for it.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Of course.
Extra. Yeah, no, that's a great. I love that gravity. I really think that's a good idea.
As a new small business? Yeah, then we'll be able to buy a house. Yeah. We have two wildly successful small businesses.
So what's your income? Okay, so we have 7 different streams of income. The 3 legal forms of income that we can discuss. Hand pies. We sell cups of pens. And also...
Do pens... Oh, pens come with the cups? Oh, no, no.
Oh, no, no. So how is it actually convinced? Well, it's technically a coffee mug. It's an inside
Why would
joke.
You put pens in a coffee mug? You don't get it. It's high art.
Apparently, somebody doesn't have a podcast. It's almost like the cup of pens is it's its own character. Do you know? It's almost...
It's true. It really is.
Pussy Fart Gang, starring Cup of Pens.
it's like the third mic of the show.
Yeah.
It's like our silent partner.
Wendy, Megan, and Cup of Pens. People really listen for Cup of Pens.
Right.
Whenever we're talking, they're just like, ugh, just get to Cup of Pens already.
Yeah, I wonder what Cup of Pens is thinking right now. Hey, Cup of Pens, what are you thinking about? Oh, I feel so bad for Cup of Pens. It just has to sit there silently.
Oh, with those two. Could you imagine?
Holding their phone, has to hear their voices and hold their gross faces being transmitted.
Oh, what does that feel like?
just they're disgusting, old, not tall, skinny White Claw faces.
Wait, so where is ziplining in St. Louis? This is interesting to me. Where does the ziplining even take place? We're not doing it, by the way.
There's like a few places. Like out, not like, but like close, like 20 minutes outside the city.
Mm. Oh, I guess it's there's lush foliage. It's lush. Pretty. Right?
Lush?
It's pretty there.
Did you say lush?
Yep, lush. 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 Oh, sorry. I was talking about the White Claw. I was talking about the pool parties.
Yeah, no, there's like a lot. You'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll see.
Oh, you'll see.
Oh, you'll see.
You'll see. Don't worry about it. Just tell me who's calling.
There's a couple. There's a couple of places I've been wanting to go to that I haven't gone to yet. There's some place that apparently has bison just roaming. I know. Don't you think that's weird? I think that's weird.
That's very weird.
Preston and his buddies used to go smoke weed over there in high school.
We should go.
That's, and do cocaine.
Yeah, let's go do a bunch of blow with the bisons.
Good, lucky for you, I know a guy who knows where to get nose beers, so we're set.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around. It's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I can get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the pussy fog.